We'll continue our focus on the Integrated Vegetation Management Plan, IVM, of the Federal Bureau of Land Management unfolding in its Medford district. BLM says IVM is a process for thinning out overly dense forests that resulted from decades of fire suppression. In BLM's actual words, IVM will improve the health of forests, create safe and effective places for firefighters to engage, and address climate change. Close quote. Timber sales and non-commercial thinning are both part of the mix, and it's the timber sales that concern conservation groups. We talked to a rep from one of them in the previous segment. Right now, we'll hear from a timber industry group. Corey Bingaman is with the American Forest Resource Council in Portland. He is AFRC's Western Oregon Field Coordinator. Corey, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Happy to be here.
Give us the broad overview first, if you would, about the general view within the industry and within your group about integrated vegetation management. Is it the sense that this is something that was a long time coming? That it. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, IVM, Integrated Vegetation Management for Resilient Lands, this project that you're referring to, we call IVM. So it's really meant to target a lot of these areas across the Medford district, which over the years have really just become homogenous, almost plantation-like stands as a result of fire exclusion. So, you know, we have these areas out there that are really lacking in management. And yes, from our perspective, from the perspective of the industry, from adjacent landowners, that forest condition really poses a great threat, not only to the public lands, but also to the private lands that are adjacent to them. Fires, last 20 years of wildfire have been really unprecedented. We haven't seen this type of forest condition, certainly in recent history, but there's a likelihood that these forests have never existed in this condition, ever. We don't have the same regular fire intervals that we used to. And so what's happened is these forests have overgrown, and in a lot of places, where there's still a lot of large old growth trees, they exist on top of a ladder of fuels that threatens to basically kill them, remove them, take them off the landscape. And so what IVM is a recognition by the Medford BLM that this abundance of overly dense and structurally homogeneous stands threatens to kill some of the oldest and most important trees on their district. So from the industry perspective, yeah, it is a long time coming. Medford is needed to treat these lands. The district has known that they've needed to treat these lands, and in fact, they have over the years. But the pace and scale of that treatment is just not catching up to the pace and scale of these fires, these insect and disease, these mortality crises that we see unfolding in the Rogue Valley right now. So IVM is a programmatic analysis, meaning a large project area is examined. In this case, it's the entire Medford district. And within that project area, the environmental analysis examines the effects to that landscape in the context of a narrow suite of treatments. So in this case, the treatments are designed to improve resilience to wildfires by preserving the district's largest and oldest trees.
I was going to ask about that. You were talking about the risks to the old growth trees. So what you're saying is that the idea here is to take out the younger stuff to make sure the old growth survives?
Exactly. Yeah. So like I said, wildfires used to be a common occurrence in the Rogue Valley. We all know that. Starting in the 20th century, and really before that, we started putting out those regular fires. And when those fires used to burn naturally, either through lightning or indigenous burning, they would essentially clean the understory. You know, the largest, most fire resilient trees would never burn in those fires. Really, the fires were meant to go through the understory, clean a lot of the detritus, the fallen twigs and leaves from the overstory trees, as well as some of the younger, the smaller saplings, and basically removing that ladder fuel, what we call a ladder fuel, the vegetation that brings fire into the canopy of the larger, older trees. And so, exactly, IVM is meant to target those small trees, that understory component, so that when a fire does go into these landscapes, it stays on the forest floor. It doesn't move into the canopy and kill the large, old trees.
We are talking about IVM, the Integrated Vegetation Management Plan of the BLM. And it's the views pro and con on it. You're hearing the pro generally from the timber industry here from Corey Bingaman, the Western Oregon Field Coordinator for the American Forest Resource Council based in Portland. You can send your comments and questions along to jx@jeffnet.org. So I hear this goal to preserve old growth by taking out the younger stuff that could destroy the forest in which the old growth lives. Having had the conversation with the Klamath Siskiyou Wildland Center before you, the view from the conservation community is that the two timber sales in the Williams area under IVM, Leighton Mungers and Penn Butte, will actually be taking out the old growth trees, or at least some of them.
So that's just not true. The BLM is really essentially prohibited from removing old growth trees from their landscape. They have a hard diameter limit of 36 inches. They can't take anything larger than that. Any tree that's 36 inches and was established prior to 1850. So essentially, all the old growth on the BLM district is protected. What Leighton Mungers and Penn Butte does is, BLM has scheduled several field trips to these sites. It's pretty well understood at this point that they've gone through those areas. They have marked the largest, oldest trees on those stands, and the intention is those marked trees are marked to remain, and all the trees that exist underneath those large overstory old growth trees, all those smaller mid-story lower level trees are slated for removal, and that's in an effort to not only in the event of a wildfire protect those older trees from sand replacing fire, but also just relieving some of the pressure that these old trees have in competing for nutrients, for water, in the face of an ongoing unprecedented drought. So it protects it twofold, in the event of an active wildfire. And it also helps these large old trees maintain vigor by removing some of the understory competition.
How large is some of the stuff that will be taken out then? If we're leaving the big stuff there, then how big are some of the trees that are coming out of these areas at Leighton Mungers and Penn Butte sales?
They vary in size, obviously. I'd say the average tree is pretty small in comparison. In those two sales, it's the average tree coming out is probably around 16 inches, something like that, 16, 18 inches. Occasionally, there are some trees larger than that slated for removal. And again, with the intention of protecting adjacent large trees. And so if you're on, say, the acre and there's several large overstory trees, but there's a few 20 inch trees growing underneath them and they threaten to carry fire into those large 36 plus inch trees in the overstory. Well, the BLM is rightly identifying some of those mid-story trees as possibly threatening those larger trees. Now in the case of some stands where the largest trees are 20 inches, 24 inches, something like that, those trees will remain. The idea is to, on every acre that the BLM proposes treatment, they're identifying the largest trees on that acre. They're preserving those trees and they're removing those smaller ladder trees that act as ladder fuels in the event of fire. So on every acre that the BLM is proposing treatment, their intention is to preserve the largest trees on that acre.
Are there any clear cuts involved with this? I know it's an old word. It seems like we've moved off to regeneration harvest. Is that the same thing? And are those planned for these two sales?
They are not exactly the same thing. They have similar intention. There's a similar effect in that a regeneration harvest, or I should say, a clear cut is a type of regeneration harvest, in that the intention is to remove the majority of overstory to promote understory regeneration, understory, seedlings and saplings to basically receive a additional light to help their growth. So in IVM, and I should say first off that clear cutting is essentially, the BLM, like with cutting old growth, the BLM is basically prohibited from clear cutting on their lands. There's no allowance for clear cutting. They do practice what's called regeneration harvest, what you referred to, and that is still with the intention of removing most of the trees on the landscape, but again preserving the very largest ones there to act as a shade, to act as a seed tree source. In IVM, there is no regeneration or clear cutting or any of that sort permitted according to the plan. So IBM doesn't allow for that. What IBM does is they promote what are called gap openings. And these are openings in the stand that can be as large as, in the case of Penn View Lake Mungers, as large as 2 acres. And those are meant to mimic the natural heterogeneity that occurred in forests prior to the exclusion of fire. And so what the BLM wants with the intention of those group openings is to promote trees like ponderosa pine that really can't regenerate underneath a thinned canopy. Ponderosa pine really needs an open light source in order to regenerate properly. And the BLM wants to promote ponderosa pine because looking into the future of unprecedented climate change and increased summer temperatures and drought, ponderosa pines are best adapted to withstand that future forest condition, that future climate condition. And so the BLM, in order to promote that growth of desired species in the face of that expected climate change, they do need to open up the landscape a little bit. They can't have a closed canopy. Otherwise, they're just going to continue growing only shade-tolerant trees like Douglas fir and grand fir, which are much more prone to disease and insects, as well as less resilient to wildfires and drought.
Corey Bingaman is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Western Oregon Field Coordinator for the American Forest Resource Council in Portland. Part of the reason I was asking about regeneration harvest is we did get an email for you earlier about, it says you advocate at AFRC regeneration harvest, including in the wildland-urban interface on BLM lands. Obviously, this is not necessarily about IVM. And says BLM acknowledges that regeneration increases fire hazard for several decades. First of all, do you advocate at AFRC regeneration harvest on BLM lands in the WUI?
In what's called their harvest land base, I do. So what the BLM has is ever since their resource management plan was passed in 2016, it basically broke up their land base into really three big baskets, one being what we're referring to with IBM is the LSR, the Late Sorrel Reserves, where the intention is
to get to old growth, basically.
Exactly. Promote old growth, contribute to northern spotted owl recovery and increasing that habitat. They had the other land use allocation was riparian reserves. And again, that just is right adjacent to streams with similar objectives as LSR. And the third land base, and this represents about 20% of the BLM's land base, is what's called the HLB, the harvest land base. Mm-hmm. So this is the area where sustained yield timber was basically identified as the primary function for that land base. And so, with that intention, there is that you can't simply thin those areas and expect for there to be sustained yield timber production. Once trees or once forests reach their what's called their culmination, in other words, the
climax forest, as we used to call it.
Yeah, they reach sort of their maturity, that at which point they're essentially slated to I'm trying to trip over my words here. I'm sorry, but
no problem.
Basically, it reaches the age at which it's the sustained yield timber production has reached its peak, and those forests are in need of basically opening again, restarting, starting the new seed source, and essentially starting over. That's the regen harvest. Like I said before, clear cutting is not permissible. The BLM is not allowed to clear cut any of their lands. They are allowed to what's called regen harvest. And even in the most aggressive regen harvest, they're still required to maintain 10% of their largest overstory trees. So we do advocate for regen harvest because we see it as a necessary means to the end of creating sustainable timber production. Right. And so that harvest land base, that 20% of the BLM, what the BLM manages down in Medford, that's really critical for the forest products industry that exists down there. That land should be managed in a way that for that that wood products sector down there. That's a lot of jobs. It's a renewable resource.
Right. And before we go, I want to point out, too, that we had the recent announcement of C&D Lumber shutting down in Riddle after 130 years. So continued pressures on the timber industry that we're hearing about, as well as concerns about the forest. Corey Bingaman with the American Forest Resource Council, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.